Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Rob, please to bring out the Madeline Kahn if you have it.
Yes, of course.
Handy, please, yes. Because I will tell you the combination of the child's birthday party yesterday. Oscar caught me. What time did you catch me last night?
8:30 p.m.
8:30. Yeah, you caught me.
Not your child's birthday.
You caught me pre Game of Thrones.
Pre Game of Thrones.
I wonder if there was any kind of tell as to the state of mind that I was in, even at that particular hour, ladies and gentlemen.
He was then the goddess of desire.
Madeline Kahn from Blazing Saddles.
Yes,
right?
I have Lily von Stupp, Mike.
I was fighting sleep last night when I was trying to watch Game of Thrones. I realize what it is about. Game of Thrones is hard enough for me when I'm fighting sleep and I haven't been to a child's slash adult birthday party.
Yes.
By the way, the edit for this
yes.
Should be right to the beginning where she sings the most important part.
Okay.
I mean, just for future reference.
Understood.
That's okay. The part about I'm tired. So... Oscar, did I mention to you that I'd been to a child's birthday party?
You did mention that to me, yes.
Yeah. And
we did it like wasn't a drop-off party, as we like to call
it. I'm tired.
I had about a million beers.
Yeah. I figured that you were flying.
I was trying, you know, when Oscar calls, sometimes I try to pretend to have energy.
Right.
And Oscar calls me with, like, some good news, and I'm just like, that was all. You got all that I could muster last
night. Yeah, I was
and that really was inadequate, wasn't it?
It was
woefully inadequate.
I love, and this is what I love about you, is that you know that you've asked for more communication.
Yes, yes, I
have. And in turn,
I know.
When I
really tried. I really tried to be welcoming. I tried to be welcoming and kind and enthusiastic about what you were
talking about. Mike, it goes way back that any time anyone that's involved in this industry calls another and the recipient has been drinking, we always try to fake it.
We try to fake
it. Did you try to fake it?
I was not sloppy at all. I left the party that we were at, like, it was a 3 till 6 party, and we left at 5:45. So I was fine with that. But I was home and just wiped out in totality. That's the whole point I'm trying to make, is the little guy is crushing me.
Yeah.
He's crushing me. And so we get home from this little party. And I'm planning on, the only thing I'm looking forward to watching is Game of Thrones. That's
right.
What I wanted to watch last night, because that's my go-to. And I realize that show is hard enough for me, especially when it's dialogue heavy.
Oh, and
like
you
it
always,
was
that
last
show has
night.
Always made you sleepy.
Oh, God, it's just like, you know, show me like, you know, the son stabbing the father. Oh, that's exciting. My eyes perk up, but when it's just like, when I've got Tyrion doing another one of his 12-hour speeches about, that's why you have no balls.
A great episode, Mike.
It was,
but
I look forward to seeing it when I...
1 a.m., because I didn't want anybody to ruin it for me.
Oh, yeah. You got to do that.
Yeah, well,
you know what, Mike?
You're nocturnal.
No, I had to finish homework.
But
you're still nocturnal. You've been nocturnal your whole life.
It's the worst.
You stay up late. You don't have children.
Similar was...
Sorry.
Remember about one episode in 3 of 24, especially towards the end, they'd do an episode where it would be real dialogue heavy because they're trying to advance the plot, and it's like Snoozeville, baby.
You don't even watch the show.
Yabber, 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 yabber. And I'm fighting this after the child's birthday party with the beers.
Phenomenal episode.
And
your frame of mind.
Well, hold on. I haven't gotten to the end of it.
Okay.
So I, once again,
spoil it
for
him.
Back. Hey! Shut up! My point that I am laboring to make here is that between the child's birthday party,
Tyrion dies.
No, he doesn't. Stop it.
I mean, people have seen it on Facebook already. You probably have seen it. Someone has spoiled it for you by now.
He shrugs.
You didn't see that coming?
Hold on. So we'll get to that. I'll watch it today. Doesn't bother me that much. So we have a new rule in the O'Mara household.
Yes?
That goes like this. I need extra sleep a couple of times during the week. So we have a Mike wakes up with the non-sleeping son, wife wakes up with the non-sleeping son. So we go to the birthday party. I got Sunday night TV, Game of Thrones. Right. I normally can pack it in by 9 o'clock, 9:30 at night. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I can't. Usually 10:30, 11. But usually I can do it early night and be ready to go for Monday. Well, guess what was my morning? Of course,
Monday.
Monday. Monday is my morning to get up at 5:25 with the little guy. Okay, the little guy and the little guy, and he's cool because he wants to come over, sit on the couch. It's pitch black in the room, and we just sit there, and I hold him, and we chill a little bit. But chilling with a two-year-old, let me see if I can imitate his feet.
He's got the restless leg syndrome.
Restless leg.
It's not restless leg. It's normal two-year-old. It's constant motion. But I realize. I'm getting, and there's that word that comes up. The word came up a lot this weekend. I'm getting boned.
Oh.
Which, by the way, I don't know when that became a regular part of the vernacular. I stole it way back when from Oscar when he used it, and now I love the word, okay? I'm boned in traffic. I'm boned with the time of the party. I'm boned with the kid getting up at 5:25. I'm boned with the fact that I didn't see the end of Game of Thrones. I'm boned by the Caps who lost again. I'm boned, boned, boned. And so I'm sitting there at 5:25, and that's why, with the Madeline Kahn, that's why I asked for it. And then when I want it, my point is that I'm going to say I'm tired. That's the funny part. And then Rob plays the full version of it where she has 16 lines before it gets to the part where I'm tired, which we've done. And I've asked for that 50 other times before. And all I want Madeline Kahn to sing is I'm tired because I am desperately tired. And I don't normally say that when I come in on the show, but I am. And I will tell you, look at these eyes.
Oh, God.
Mike. Let me make things better for you.
It's like a horror film.
A listener, Whiskey Sam, brought these bottles of whiskey in for...
His name is Whiskey Sam?
Yes.
Are you sure it's not Sam Whiskey?
And he knows about our elite whiskey society.
The TMOS Elite Whiskey Society, one of the spinoffs of the fan page.
Yes.
And of, which I absolutely 1,000% endorse. That, to me, those guys that form that Elite Whiskey Society, that is the creme de la creme of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Aces. They're opinion. Aces in our book.
I've got a 10-year whistle pig and a 12-year whistle pig, and you get the first choice. Because I asked Rob, and Rob said after the show.
After the show. 12. I'll take the 12. Thank you. Thank you very much. That was an easy one. You know, not exactly a brain teaser for that one, Rob. I mean, it's pretty easy with the 12.
You know,
right?
I would have chosen the other anyway, so it works out.
Yeah. Of course you would. No problem at all. But I'm happy to be here because you know what? It's lots going on in the world. And,
yes, indeedy.
You know, it's fantastic. Hey. And all that stuff. You know. But I'm thinking this is just another. I'm thinking 4 or 5 beers at the kid's birthday party yesterday.
What kind of beers?
Like the swill, Miller Lite.
Miller Lite, yeah.
Oh, well, that's water.
Yeah, it is a kid's birthday, after all.
Yeah, it's water.
Yeah.
And then I think one Ultra when I came home and watched a little of the Red Sox game at 8 o'clock, and then pivoted over to Game of Thrones. And I hope you're lying to me about the Tyrion thing, because that would really hurt my feelings.
I don't like to lie about Game of Thrones.
No, he takes his stuff pretty seriously.
Hold on. I can't go to the
Ultra. Oh, don't spoil it for yourself, too.
And others.
Can you spoiler alert?
He's getting spoiler alert. This episode. Yeah. And also, if you've heard the previous two spoilers, ignore them.
Not.
Spoiler alert.
He did not. No, okay, shut up, Oscar. Start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
We had a little debate on the conference call with New York about you. We were wondering whether or not you would be good for on camera.
What'd you decide?
They decided that they like you, and they would like to put you on camera.
Really?
I know. I was so surprised, too.
Oh, my God. This is the best news ever. Thank you so much. This is great.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'll take that smile as a yes, I'll do it.
Absolutely. I'm so excited. Oh,
it's
my God.
It's a lot of work. Can't wait to see what happens. It's going to be tough. Tough job.
About the work, most immediately, there's going to be some things that you're going to be able to get that other people in the office don't get. One of them, gym membership.
Hey, you want me to lose weight?
No, I don't want you to lose weight.
No, we can't legally ask you to do that.
We didn't say lose weight. I might say tighten.
Tight.
Tighter.
Just like toned and smaller.
Don't make everything smaller. I don't want to generalize that way. Tighter.
We don't want you to lose weight. We just want you to be healthy.
Okay.
You know, by eating less. We would just like it if you go home and step on a scale and write down how much you weigh and subtract it by like 20.
20.
And then weigh that much.
Just remember, you've got it here, you've got it here, and everybody's going to see you here.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studio in the heart of the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Radio Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet. That's right, because they get it. If you're here, you do too. You can call us anytime, and we may answer you at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Our show today brought to you by ProFlowers. ProFlowers. Mother's Day, everybody. It's this Sunday. That is only
six
days a week.
Shunday.
Away. Away. Mom Day. Mom. Let me start again.
Please.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and that's only 6 days away. Moms have always been the experts on everything. They know it all. In fact, the only thing you can't get mom's expert advice about is what to get her for Mother's Day, or any other day for that matter, because mom will say something like, my mom used to say, all I want from you is your love.
Yes.
It's like, well, that doesn't help me when I'm trying to get a gift.
But not, you know, helping.
Do you want a solution? The solution is ProFlowers. Don't worry, my friend, because you'll look like the expert on Mother's Day when you use ProFlowers. Get mom 100 delightful blooms with a free glass vase for only $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And you can upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Just go to ProFlowers.com and use the code TMOS. ProFlowers are guaranteed to be fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days or your money back. And I want to say thank you to the TMOS listeners, for everybody that has been sharing with me their ProFlowers orders and letting me know that they're taking care of their mom on Mother's Day. Here's the only way to get 100 blooms with a free glass vase starting at $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com. You click on the blue microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in TMOS. Remember, ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and type TMOS. Time is running out! Mother's Day is this weekend.
It is.
It is.
Order today. This offer expires Friday at midnight, and I'm really, really sorry for that.
I like to call it Roommate Day.
Roommate Day.
Roommate Day, because you're living with your mom.
Yes.
And if I could, a quick request before we close the door on it, if someone could Photoshop 100 Matt blooms in a vase, I would love that. So if we're going to do 100 blooms, my favorite bloom sits here
with
us.
We love them, you know, and it would be 100 blooms of bloom love.
Yes, that's right.
With a sugar glider in the middle.
The way that's that would extra. Work.
Yeah. Poking its head out.
Doppel glider.
What do you get, though?
A fancy vest.
Yeah, those days are gone. You used doppel to have doppel gliders. Yeah.
Doppel the ponies. Yes. Are you getting Glenda ProFlowers?
Well, I'd be giving it away if I were to say it, because she listens to the show.
Don't want you to do that.
That's a surpriser.
Yeah, my mom doesn't listen.
On the air and in the bedroom.
She's getting flowers. My mom is. So
that's wonderful. Good. And incidentally, let me just take a minute here and send our very best out to Rob's mom, Sharon, who had herself a weekend.
Hell of a weekend,
The whole Spiewak family who were in it this weekend with your mom's husband.
Dave.
And, Dave had a procedure over the weekend that ended up being a much longer procedure, and we really, really wish them the very best. That's got to be a tough situation, but I'm glad that everybody is resting comfortably and everybody is doing well so far. So
yeah, he caught a couple lucky breaks, but Friday was what we like to call a doozy. Started out bad and got really, really bad. Yeah. And so anytime you can keep your fingers crossed or send some positive energy my mom's way, that would be most appreciated.
Amen.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And we plan to do that. We will get to the TMOS team building exercise with escape rooms. I will make every effort every single effort within the fiber of my soul to not ask stupid questions when it comes to these escape rooms, but I still, even when Oscar was talking to me about it last night in my depleted condition, I want to know more about it. I want to know. I know it's a room and a puzzle, and then whoever gets out first is the winner.
You're going to love it because actually, and it is her last day with us, we have one of our key participants with us today. Maddie is here, and many great strides made in the escape room thanks to Maddie yesterday.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Maddie, I don't know what it is about you, but I will tell you that I think as you go forward in your career choice, you have, and I don't even see you on a daily basis. I hear you and I hear those pieces you put together. And, you know, we talk about Diego and we talk about Mac and we talk about Rofo, but I must share with you that when I listen to these little pieces that you put together, the serial style promos that you do, they very much stick with me. And I think that's powerful, and that means whatever you're doing, it's you know. And I haven't shared this with you, so I'll share it on the air.
Okay.
It's on the boss's mind because I'm listening to that, and I'll remember things like the connectivity issues we had earlier in the winter.
Yeah.
And I'll remember Maddie put that in her promo, and I'm like, and I think about that. And so when Oscar was telling me, and Rob shared it on Facebook, that you know, that you guys were doing the escape rooms and the team building exercises, I just somehow put Maddie up at the top of the pecking order, expecting her to win just because. And I don't know what it is. I mean,
well,
there wasn't
not
a competition.
Yeah, they're not all competing against each other. We're working as a team to escape the room.
Well, that was
okay.
They were trying. They should have been
way.
A team. There was some splinter.
Yeah, yes,
I would expect. Then let me put
the
it this
leaders
way.
Of the pack
between Mac and Diego and Maddie. I would expect Maddie to be the and who?
And Lou.
Oh, was Lou there too?
Yes.
Lou hasn't gone back to American University yet either.
Or China.
So, or China. And I just expect Maddie to be kind of the go-to in that for some reason. Even though Mac has all that computerese knowledge that well, or does he, really? Or does he? Is he not just a nerd without any interest in any
Mac
other
is,
boys' activity?
You sort of go with what's, you know, on the surface because you don't have enough interest to dive any deeper. So
yeah.
you just assume. I would say that Maddie was a ringleader yesterday.
Yeah.
For example, there is a phone line that you keep in contact with, sort of the ringleader of the contest. The
okay,
guy,
you know what I'm going to ask you to do? Because
yeah.
You're diving right in. And I really think for the purpose, not just me,
all right.
But I count too, because I thought of this last night when I talked to Oscar about it. I would really love you to start from scratch and explain to our listening audience what, you know, because there are people in other areas of the country, not necessarily major metropolitan areas, that might be interested to know the whole process of these escape
come
rooms.
Come to D.C. and try the escape room.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, because it really
grab a latte and see the More Broadcasting Network. A
couple of people
right.
on Facebook mentioned NBA. That's an NBA thing. I said, no, I don't think it's that.
No, and
I
you
think
know,
this
when
has
I
been
said,
around before
when
Oscar
I said
started getting his education.
Team building exercise, it was firmly tongue in cheek because really it was sort of we were losing a couple of our interns because it's summertime. And it's sort of a final, almost like a party, like a fun thing to do.
Yeah. So
and
what did you, what tell me
adult
exactly what you were planning to do with these interns? How did it develop? How did it come about? And tell me all about it, because I'm curious about that.
It is sort of a hot happening thing, these escape rooms. Where
what
you
did
get,
your daughter say?
Yeah, she said, oh, that, I got a Groupon for that.
For escape rooms?
Yeah. Because Julia's too cool for everything. Julia's too cool for the musical
like,
Hamilton.
That's a thing.
That's a thing.
For
yeah,
those that might
thing.
Not know, an escape room in a paragraph is what, Rob Spiewak?
It is a problem-solving exercise where you are locked in a room and there are clues hidden in the room. And if you solve all the mysteries using the clues, you can let yourself out in a assigned period of time. Our period of time was 45 minutes.
45 minutes, and are there people that can knock it out in like 10?
Their record was that there was someone who did our room without clues from the outside world in 18 minutes.
That's so it takes some time to
and only a third actually make it out of the room.
Yes.
So there's some people that after the 45 minutes you open the door and go, all right, get out of there, dumbasses.
They must be dullards.
Yeah, there's some people in the room.
Or dullards.
They're still there.
No, no,
we would still be there.
Yeah,
Shaggy.
Oscar said dullards.
I said dullards.
Or dullards, not to be confused with Dillard's.
True.
A fabulous chain department store.
where the man South. Keeps chocolate on the counter.
Yes, in the big and tall men's department. I want to keep my big and tall customers big and tall. Yes, Oscar.
You like as Rob said, that you have an opportunity to solve all the clues, and the clues are stacked on top of each other. So one would lead to another, to another, to another. And as you solve these clues, you are monitored via camera.
I'm just laughing at the whole concept of
how
of it.
Far along in the game you're going. And once in a while, Jigsaw will call you.
Yeah, he did look a little like Jigsaw.
And
hello, Marty.
Do you remember his name?
No.
Coulter.
Coulter.
Coulter was our proctor, Mike.
David Letterman. So, oh, that's Coulter.
Coulter.
Sorry about that.
He came in and he set us up, and the plot, and I can give the plot without revealing with anything.
Can you tell me first who were the participants in the escape room?
The interns were Maddie, Mac, Diego, and Lou.
Can you give that order again, please?
Yeah. Oh, do you want them to
give the comedy order, please?
Of course.
Who were the interns? Rob?
There was Maddie, Lou, Adrian, a.k.a. Diego, and Mac. Oh. And now Oscar and I were also there, but we had sort of conspired beforehand that we weren't going to be active participants, more observers of the contest that
because
was going on.
Because we wanted to see how they worked through the puzzle. We would help when we could, but really it was about them.
Yeah. So we go down and actually...
Were there any pre-instructions given to the interns as far as how this was going to happen? Or are you just going to throw them in there and let them figure out how they were going
to...
No,
we wanted to see how they worked as a group.
Yeah, and we got there and it's in the basement of our building. If you were to look at the front door where we come in to go to our office, to the left, there's like a little subterranean...
There's a subterranean side to the left. We don't need all that detail, but I'll tell you this. That it looks like a you're in a Las Vegas hotel.
Yeah, it is so cool down there. The decor is
completely different.
Really?
Building.
Yeah,
it is complete.
So the interior has been completely redone down there.
It's redone, and it feels like you're in another building.
It made me feel like we really dropped the ball on our studio.
Yeah,
because wouldn't you call the upper floors kind of Spartan?
Spartan.
I mean, they're really there's not much to them.
Throwback, sort of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Barely standing.
Lots of smoke.
It's got
in
an
the
elevator.
Holes.
It's got an elevator and a door and drywall.
Yeah.
Welcome
That's it.
To the office.
That's it. And carpet that. Was installed that says victory for Truman.
It's either a hip Las Vegas hotel or a hip office on the West Coast in Silicon Valley.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask this question. Is the subterranean basement part of our building, is it completely dedicated to these escape rooms or are there other? Oh, really?
Yes. Much more square footage.
They have several of them.
Much more square footage. It's the whole thing, man.
So we
Wouldn't
go
it be
in.
Cool if we had our studio down there?
It would be great.
I'd love it.
Yes.
It would be great.
We could not afford it, but it would be great.
And all we'd have to do, Mike, is solve 18 puzzles and we could leave at the end of the show.
So, but the room is small. Rob and I took a seat on the chair because I said, we'll watch them how they
before we get into the detail, the minutiae of the escape rooms, let me ask this question. How did each of the interns respond to this, because this is very contemporary, this is very hot right now.
Mm-hmm.
Were they all pretty positive about the whole idea of escape rooms?
Well, there were some interns that didn't show because they just didn't have the time or interest to be a part of it.
Yes.
So that was sort of an initial thing. You'll notice that when I made the list, there was no Rachel on the list.
No Rachel.
Right.
There was no Rob Ford on the list.
He was not invited.
Oh, okay, then I withdraw the remark.
That gets a ding when he
and
was
Rachel's
invited.
Gone.
Yeah, well, she left. Actually. Yeah.
That's true.
Didn't Rachel head back to San Francisco?
Yeah.
But she was not part of it, is what I'm saying. And I think maybe if
she
made
dropped
it sound,
off
you know, you,
thank you,
you
cards, don't throw her under the bus.
See, he makes it sound
such
like
an
they,
a-hole.
They were invited and they were no shows.
It didn't work out.
He's always been a tough person on the interns because he was an intern.
She came by and dropped off thank you cards individually for the three of us.
Mike, you know what? Sometimes it still hurts. Sometimes it still hurts.
That's nice. She wrote a note?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Should all of
Rachel,
us.
This is Mike. Hi, if you're listening to this podcast. In lieu of note, drop off a bottle of Whistle Pig.
But one thing that we should mention is when we got into there, there's a lobby, a waiting area.
Yes.
And there was another group of people that were just coming out laughing.
Giggling,
and cheering
laughing.
Because they had a great time. And
what did they look like? What type of people did they look like?
They looked like Oscar's people. Not in the fact that they come from another country.
Glover Park. Glover Park
they
people.
Looked very Glover Parky.
Fit.
They, yes,
trendy, tiny t-shirt.
Bunch of scumbags.
And so, wow. Yeah. So right away.
We got to go to the club tonight that everybody goes to because we're going to play our little escape room. We'll talk about that when we're having our mojito.
And so right away.
The guy,
I don't know why.
Mike, I sent you a picture. Just Moscow FYI.
Go ahead. So right away,
we're greeted by the hip maitre d',
I suppose, the greeter. And he says, come on in, have a seat. And all
he reminded me of you.
You think?
Yeah, he was affable and nice and smart.
Okay, thank you.
I suppose. I was like, Rob could rock this.
And so there's a whole bunch
of...
So are
the hats part of the deal when you go to this?
Oh, no, that was just a nice fun photo afterwards, Mike.
The funnest photo gets a free session at the escape room.
Yeah.
So right away...
It just looks so cool.
I
wish I'd been up there for that.
We're shown to a lobby that has a whole bunch of hip seating spaces.
Yes.
Like there's a weirdly shaped sofa and chairs that look like maybe they're from a futuristic bowling alley. And they say, have a seat. We have some video games. And by the time you get to the M in the word video game, Mac is over at the video game.
All right, let me ask one question. From the team. We'll get to the details of the escape room, and then we'll do it in the next break. But the hats and stuff, those are provided by the people at the escape room.
Yes.
Right? That's the question.
Well, I brought my own wig.
That's a good look for you.
Thank you. Well, it was fun. I used to have long hair. It was like a going memory lane.
Show picture.
Rob, that was the right choice. That was the right choice all the way. We will take a break, and we'll find out more about who did well, who did not so well in the escape room. And we'll be right back on the Michael Mary Show.
I'm Maddie, and this is my internship. I experience it one week at a time with the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, I'm
my time
paranoid
at TMOS
now.
Is almost over, and I've been reflecting a lot on what I've learned. Rob has taught me how to read copy, Oscar taught me how to be myself on air, and Rofo has taught me to stay as far away from boys as possible. But while I've learned a lot, I'd like to think I've had some impact too. And I have to wonder, how is the show going to function when I'm gone? Who is going to replace me as intern number one? And who's going to get Oscar's grande latte with four Splendas? Will Adrian have to find a new intern to hit on over Facebook? And who will give Rob a sassy thumbs up every time we start the show? Even though I'm going to be gone, there are plenty of ways for me to stay in the know. I can hit up MikeOMaraShow.com, download the app, subscribe to the bonus show, and call into 888-920-MORE to keep up with the crew. And luckily, so can you. But don't worry, I'll be back.
That's wonderful. That's hope great. You do come back in business.
Yes.
I'm feeling...
she's going to be an intern in the fall again.
That's good. Oh, yes. Awesome. That's great. You know what? I tell you, before we get to Sherry's Berries, I do want to tell you this, that the internships over the years, both on the radio and on this podcast, and you guys remember, I think maybe it was 2.5 years ago, whatever, that I started railing against. We got to reinvigorate the internship program. They are just such a joy to have around, and I even enjoy this from a long distance, which is very, very cool. So I'm glad everybody's coming back, and then they grow up and they choose different professions and they get married.
That's
Zoolander,
right.
Zoolander, that one's for you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Sherry's Berries. Mother's Day, 6 days away. There is no one quite like your mom, so you need a great way to show your mom how much you appreciate her. Surprise her with something as unique as she is, something that I have done for years, Sherry's Berries. Right now, get Sherry's Berries, freshly dipped strawberries, starting at $19.99 plus shipping, or for just $10 more, you can get doppel berries.
Doppel.
Twice the berries for only $10 more, a TMOS exclusive. Just go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner, and type in TMOS. They are fresh. They are juicy. They are as big as your head. Well, not Rob's head, but they're as big as a normal head.
Pony's head.
Yeah. Dipped in milk, white, and dark chocolatey goodness, topped with nuts, chocolate chips, and the signature Sherry's Berry Swizzle. Mm. Just pick a delivery date, and you're done. That's it. Your satisfaction guaranteed, or your money back. You can't miss. What an incredible product.
We so
have been
great.
So pleased to tell you about it over the years. Here's the only way to get this amazing deal. Freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99, or double your berries for just $10 more. This is an exclusive offer only for our listeners. When you use the TMOS code, visit berries.com. Click the microphone at the top right-hand corner and type in that wonderful code TMOS. That's BERRIES.com. Click the mic and TMOS, a limited-time offer, and Mother's Day is this coming Sunday. Make sure to order now. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are talking about our team-building exercise that happens to be in the basement of the building where our studio is located, where they have a series of the very popular escape rooms, and the boys, Oscar Oscar and Rob decided it would be a really cool idea to get the interns together and do a team building exercise down there. And I only wish that I was there. So back to the story. I'm enjoying every minute of this.
So we signed the release form, mm-hmm. and we're showed to the room. And I was surprised because I knew the concept, but I had no idea what to expect. What I really expected was like a room in total blackness. Right. And like dark mystery stuff. But what we're shown to is sort of like an office. It just looks like a normal office with, you know, file cabinets.
For Carmen San Diego.
Yeah,
good
exactly.
afternoon, Adrian.
anyway, I'm sorry. I just can't get the jigsaw out of my head right now.
And we're given a backstory that is someone has been falsely accused of a crime, and we need to find out who actually did it. And if we do, we will get the key.
Now, see, this is where I want a little more detail.
All right.
You are given a backstory that before they go into the escape room,
no.
Somebody has a...
While we are in the escape room, and really the details
are... you weren't
are...
in the escape room. I thought it was just...
No, we sat on the couch while they worked we went in with them.
All six of us are in there. Yeah.
Yes, okay. Yes. I didn't know that.
And the backstory is actually, I think, purposely vague.
Yes.
The guy that, Coulter, who showed us back
there. The murder mystery.
Yeah, he says someone is falsely accused of a crime. And also, because you're dumb, and he smiled when he says it, when you shut the door behind you, you locked yourself in this room.
I'm curious, because originally you said something about cameras. My vision was I was picturing you guys
watching
sitting
them.
At LA, watching them.
Now,
like,
we're being watched.
Jigsaw.
We're being watched by somebody else that's Jigsaw.
Yeah, exactly.
But you're not going to, but it's determined before you go in that you and Rob are not going to be
participants
in this.
Because we want them, because Rob, you know Rob, he's going to, with all due respect to Rob, I appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
As I slogged in from Alney. We both came in, and it's really about them, and unfortunately for us, because we're performers, and I'm not just going to throw Rob under the bus.
No, because Oscar has never been one to take control either.
When it comes to these games, sometimes we get very aggressive.
Yeah. And it was really kind of right up my alley, because it was like a real-life episode of Columbo.
He was fighting every ounce to just say, try this! Try this!
I was whispering to Oscar a lot.
Yeah, Rob loves games more than anything. I mean, he loves it. And the next time I come into town, I'd love to do one. I'd love to do
one. We actually had that conversation. A quick caveat. Yeah. Don't mention too much about the game.
Oh, I won't. Anything at all. I'll speak in...
Because they ask you not to do that.
Very general things. And they say that... And there is a timer. And it counts down from 45 minutes. They said, also, when you locked yourself in this office, the authorities have been notified and they'll be here in 45 minutes. So you need to get out in 45 minutes or you are going to be arrested.
Is that a standard amount of time that they give normally?
That's a standard amount of time. And Mike, Rob and I at least I am. I feel like they're producing a show from outside the room.
Yes.
Because even the music that they're playing... Either it stops completely or it
escalates.
It escalates because, for example, Mac found a clue, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as
the volume increases over the speakers that are inside
the intensity of the music.
So when he finds a clue, something happens. That somebody they don't know what time that's going to happen. And then when there's an announcement made to the group, or somebody like steps up to make an announcement, say, "I think we should do this." The song is almost queued up to like the next. Like there's another song. There's a mission that's about to. It's
so cool.
So cool.
Let me ask this: Could you possibly envision cameras throughout this room where you could produce something?
Yes.
Where you would put this on television?
Like a live production of your room.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is wild.
All right. Call Holstein. Anyway.
So I think...
I'd actually like to see it on the air. Don't call Holstein. Thank you very much.
You can always watch it at his house.
Right.
There was a series of clues and... They really do, when he recapped it for us at the end of the escape room experience, they have a sequence that follow. And it's funny because they got most of the clues, though partially out of order because of a couple weird lucky breaks they got. But
Can I ask another question?
Yes, please.
The clues, are they...
Blues clues.
Are they physical or not physical clues?
I would say physical.
Physical.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. All
and
right. So there's stuff in there.
And there were some highlights within, I think Diego, he really had like a flash of genius when whatever resin was there shook off for a split 30 seconds and he figured out a clue. And then he got excited about seeing his name in a book. And then that was
just as you can flip a light switch on. There was a moment, I would say, when there was about 18 minutes left in the escape when Adrian just checked out. He was no longer doing it.
We know why that is, don't
we? He powered down.
He did. He powered down. At one point, he said, "Hey, my name's on this."
Like that might helping. Be a good
he thought it was a
look.
Clue.
He said, like "Look, not Garcia, that might be a clue." And then he's looking at documents and saying, "Look, that's a funny name." I mean, okay.
So
he
so
really.
Well, it was a Saturday morning, you know. I mean, it's a he didn't have pancakes
no,
for breakfast.
Sunday morning, he should have been sleeping.
Oh, Sunday
he
morning,
been sleeping.
It was the same. Well, Sunday's usually a power down day, but it's weekend morning. He probably doesn't have pancakes for breakfast. Yeah, well, he sparks up.
Diego's a great sport, great energy in there.
Yes, he was.
I would say that Mac was a little overeager at times. As every time somebody found a clue, he raced over to do the puzzle or finish their sentence.
Here's what I learned, you know, and
by the way, can I just say this? Oscar was in school on Friday, and about 1,000 people shared with me the pictures of Mac sitting in Oscar's seat.
Yes.
Yeah, that privilege has been rescinded. I can't have somebody closing their eyes and putting their hands behind their head while I'm doing a show.
Mike, he was just listening so hard.
Yeah, sure he was. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
The thing about Mac, and we all know
he's
that...
He's super smart.
Allegedly, he's going to college now, too.
Yes.
But... he exhibited, and Maddie, I think you will back me up here, a trait that can't be helpful for a student. He started 8 million things, and none of them were finished.
Yes.
Because as soon as there was a shiny new clue, he put one, the clue he was working off, and ran and said, "Here, let me have that."
So ADD. We're talking about ADD.
The worst you've ever seen.
Right.
Just really insufferable.
Well, that's because he doesn't use his powers for good.
I had to tell Mac. I was like, "Mac, let others attempt the clue.
Mac, finish the magic thing that you're holding in your hand.
Yes.
Finish it. You're very close. You're very, very close." So, yeah, he was, I would say he brought not a great energy, but an enthusiasm, but a lack of focus.
Yes.
A sincere lack of focus.
Lou,
well, so far, everything I'm hearing is telling me one most important fact. Better than paintball.
Lou was quiet as she is here, but she was very methodical as she would go through the clues. She took her time, made sure to pay attention to the detail.
Right.
And really, Maddie was a great ambassador for the crew, as when Jigsaw would call, she would answer the phone.
And he would. Oh, and
well, in fairness to Lou, also, when you're locked in a room in her home country, you're not getting out.
I'm sorry. No, very I'm sorry. Motivated. Very motivated to get out of the locked room.
I pray that hasn't happened to any members of her family. But you know, let's be honest. So, you know, everything I've read over there is
you play the odds. Am I right?
You go into a door without windows. You know, you're probably not coming out.
Anytime, she's really going to be looking for documents.
Poor Lou. Right. Just quick sidebar. We thought she was a no-show because we met at Starbucks.
Yeah.
But somehow that got lost in translation, literally. And she was sitting in, she was waiting for us in the lobby of the escape room for 30 minutes.
Yes, she had been there waiting
by herself.
For
felt
she
horrible.
Was early.
Yes.
She was punctual.
Yes, she was.
So, oh, my God.
I feel that when all was said and done, can I reveal the answer? That the fact that we did not escape.
Yeah, we did not.
Did they have any, do they say the degree of difficulty or the, you had mentioned that somebody got out of there in like 18 minutes. Do most
only
people.
Only 30%, a third of the people escape.
With
clues.
With clues, with clues.
So about 15 minutes in, the phone rings in the office setting where we are, the escape room setting, and we answer it, and it's Jigsaw, and he says, "Would you like a clue?" And Maddie, I think, all the times the phone rang except one, you answered, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And so she does the thing where she puts her hand over the mouthpiece and says, "Do we want a clue?" And people are looking at each other. And I guess the first 15 minutes, there hadn't been a lot going on.
Yeah.
And they say, "Yeah, let's have a clue." So they give a clue. By the last time Jigsaw called, Maddie picks up the phone and just says, "Yes, a clue, please."
Did you, at the end, were you anywhere close, or could it have been two more hours?
No. We were about 5 minutes away from solving
solid
it.
Solid five.
And I say, I shouldn't say we. They were about 5 minutes away from solving it.
Let me
it.
Ask you, Mr. Brain,
yes.
Mr. Game Player, were you a little frustrated because you thought you had it noodled
no,
through?
No, Rob saw something when we first walked in that would have
Advance them 20 minutes.
I would say... You already know.
Look at, there's the look. There's the game look. There's the game look. I happen to know all the answers. That's it. That's the way it
well,
is.
Well, no. And, yes, and, yes. And Maddie, it was... I don't want to reveal it, but it was something that was pretty glaringly obvious.
It was
obvious.
Yeah. After I saw it, seen it. Yeah. Then I couldn't stop seeing it.
Yeah. So it was, but...
It's haunting you.
The weird thing about it, the weird... Well, we did ask Jigsaw when we got the statistics about one-third and everything, because they didn't tell us that beginning. I said, how would you grade our team?
Letter grade.
And he gave them a B. And I thought
he gives everybody a B. That's probably the way it is.
We asked him for the full range, the full spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And he told us what some people have done there before.
Yeah, Mike, there has been things that are best not done outside of marriage.
You did better than the people from Surf Pro.
No. Well, they have some do's and don'ts at the beginning because people have A... Like, broke through the drywall before because they
like
have,
looking for clues.
Has got a clue was through the drywall. Pulled open the electrical sockets.
Yeah, they've gone into lights. They've undone bulbs.
Yeah.
I like people going through the drywall.
Yeah.
Get escape. Cops coming.
Yeah, like literally escaping the room.
Yeah.
Literally.
Wow.
Broken the furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Ripped
like
open.
Like thinking there's a clue underneath the chair leg or
they
something.
They take it mighty serious.
Oh, no, we almost did the same thing.
Oh, that's
when
right.
When we got a clue, Mac ran right over to work on the clue. But instead of working on the clue, he took apart a piece of furniture and he said, the guy you hear, the guy on the phone, No.
Put the furniture down, Matt. Put the furniture down.
Did you have, Rob, during the game, did you have any aha moments where you just said, oh my God, come on, it's right in front of you?
Did you have
those kind of moments?
It was fun, but it was fun.
Oscar and I laughed our heads off.
It was fun to see the game come together.
Unfold, yeah.
And then the way that they as they're... The initial strategy kind of pivoted into, okay, you're good at this. I'm good at this.
Yeah.
You're high.
And I will say this, because none of us had ever done it before, everyone went into the escape room with no, you know, preconceived notions of it. If they had maybe the 10 extra minutes where the first 10 minutes they figured out kind of how it worked.
Yes.
Because there's a definite methodology to it. A very sequential way where one clue reveals the next.
Yes.
And so if they had just, I think if they were to do a totally separate escape room
now. You don't know where to start though. I wouldn't know where to start. That's the one X factor.
That is the X factor.
You don't know. There's no way to waterfall to like really say one step,
but
two,
they
step,
got,
three, step,
but
four.
They got so much faster.
I want to do it. I'd love
when you come up, we should do it.
We're
going
to have to make sure you know the rules though, Mike.
Yeah. So Mr. NBA, let me ask you this. Let me say, so at the end of this, when they talk about team building,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
This is like getting a group of people that work together, putting them in this exercise, and all it is really is just giving it's a morale booster more than anything.
Yeah, it's fun. It's something fun. It's doing, it's working outside of your general work environment. It's also learning. I really believe that, you know, even though Diego might have taken a bong hit before he joined us.
Or during.
That there was one instance that where Diego figured something out where I was like, see, like this, you see different sides of people. Where I said, no one else would have figured that out.
It's really designed probably for people in the corporate workplace,
yes.
In any workplace, to go into that room on a Saturday afternoon, come out and go, hey, Brian, I really thought you were the Antichrist before we did that.
Yeah, it is.
And then that's what it's kind of
about.
Then
you go
to
crush a few hundred beers and have a great time. You know?
I will say this.
Now I completely get it, and this has been enlightening for me. I hope this has been enlightening for other people.
I think every one of our participants yesterday, all four of them, they all had...
came out giddy.
Shining moments. They all had a moment where they solved something on their own.
So
was
as observers
cool.
in the room, and then to see the kids come out after the exercise was over, you got to really kind of be firsthand in there and observing what this does. We're not doing a commercial for it.
No. Well, we paid full price, Mike. Full price.
And they're still in the building. You know?
Yeah.
How about this? Why don't we, is there a chance we could get... one of the guys that runs
Jigsaw?
Get Jigsaw or one of those guys
they
down
all
there.
Have
and by the way, do they all look like hipsters from Brooklyn?
No, they all have really big personalities.
Very exuberant, yes.
They do? Yeah. I'd love to get one of those people on the show while this is hot, you know?
Because
next week, you never know. That could be down in the... Maybe
you
could be a Michael
and
Marischal
Carla
studio.
Could totally do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to do that. Yes. Carla would love to. Oh, Carla would adore that. Yeah. That would be fantastic.
You and Carla and Jimmy and Jerky.
How many? What is? What's,
I would pay to watch that.
Oh my God!
I would pay.
I would see Jigsaw and say, "Did I hear a gunshot?"
If we brought Jimmy into the escape room, is there a chance that I would stab him to death?
There's a chance he'd still be in there.
What is the maximum number of people you can get in one of
ten.
These escape rooms?
Is it 10? 10 is tight. Six oh, is no. ideal.
Six was ideal, yeah.
You know, when Jimmy Cerito's name came up, I was so hoping you'd say four. But anyway, you know, sorry. We're all filled up.
Hey, like I found a clue.
We have to get Jimmy and Jerky.
We have to. We have
That's
to.
Absolutely true. That's great. Well done, gentlemen. I love that. We'll take a break. When we come back, I will talk about, well, it's my annual rant
okay.
about the White House Correspondents' Dinner, which is, they call it Hollywood on the Potomac. Lick it. We'll take a break and come back with the details on that and more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. Sing it, Rod. Stay with me. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Headspace. Most of your problems start right there in the old inner government.
Yep.
The old noggin arena right there, whether it's fear, anger, whether you're just plain uptight. Anxiety can wreck your life if you don't deal with it. It can really, really make you miserable, and that's a you know that's one of the minor things. It can actually really do damage. It doesn't have to be that way. You can make a major difference in just 10 minutes a day. Let me tell you about guided meditation with the Headspace app. Headspace is meditation made simple. You actually can do something that has been around for thousands of years, and they hold your hand while you do it. You can do it anywhere in your home. Guided meditations you listen to. You do it whenever you want, wherever you want. You can do it on your phone, your tablet, or your computer. Scientific studies have shown that meditation helps you. It improves your focus. It improves your relationship harmony. It also takes away some of the anxiety yep. and lowers your stress. It will be amazing to you when you try one of these Headspace guided meditations like I did, just how good you feel after 10 minutes. It's stunning. Download the free Headspace app and begin their Take 10 program for 10 days of guided meditation that is so easy. Anybody can do it. Headspace.com/TMOS. That's Headspace. It's the TED, the Take 10 program, a 100% free way to experience benefits of meditation in your busy life. Train your mind for a healthier, less stressed life. Start your free trial today at Headspace.com/TMOS. You heard me right. It's free.
Wow.
That's Headspace.com/TMOS. Get some Headspace today, ladies and gentlemen. All right, over the weekend, lots of sports going on. Red yes. Sox are playing the Yankees. Sports. The Washington Capitals, my hockey team, in the heat of the second round of the playoffs with the Pittsburgh Penguins. And I took time out of that busy sports schedule to look in. Easier to look in now because the major network got it. The White House Correspondents' Dinner, the major change this year, covered live.
Used to be C-SPAN, CNN. Right? It used to be on C-SPAN.
It was always C-SPAN. You had to really work
to
find it.
You had to work for it, yeah.
And nobody did because it was C-SPAN. So right. Nobody paid attention to that. But the fact is they I decided that I would look in, and then when I went back and forth a few times, I decided to record it. And it was Obama's last White House correspondence.
Obama!
It was his very last correspondence dinner. And I don't know why I watch it, because all it does every single time it's on is piss me off. It, to me, is what our society has become. I don't know what kind of a political animal I've become, but more and more as each day goes by.
A donkey, Mike. A donkey.
I don't think I am.
Were you being like a sports junkie thing there?
Yeah, it was a donkey.
Yeah, what up, donkey?
Donkey.
This thing was bazilly.
Mike, you're down to the felt.
You're felting it.
So I'm watching this, and I'm just getting pissed off. And I'm getting pissed off for so many different reasons that the average person watching this wouldn't understand.
What do you think is the primary thing that pisses you off?
Let me give you the broad strokes here.
Okay.
Obama, funny.
Obama!
Good reviews.
Some context, I have a little background. I have three classmates that went to the dinner.
Okay.
Right.
That left early from class, like 2 hours early from class because they were going to the dinner.
How many times did they mention it? I'm going to be leaving early today.
It's hard to.
Because I'm going to the correspondence dinner with the president.
When you go and change into a tux. class and you're sitting there for the last 30 minutes of one
Hold
section
on, you
of
don't
the class.
You don't always wear tuxedos to business class?
No. Or a gown. A young lady had a gown on.
It is a big deal in Washington. It is the big deal. It's the big ticket. It is the ticket that you know, is so exclusive that anybody in regular media in Washington, D.C. that's not on television can't get in there. Radio people, it's like, you want a ticket? Not a chance.
You
and
called
I tried
it,
a couple of times.
You called it Hollywood on the Potomac. Another common name for it is the nerd prom. Because it is, prom. It is, you know, that is, there's a lot of that going on, too.
The thing about it is that over the years, it has become something that originally was the politicos and the legitimate news organizations getting together to, you know, to mend fences a little bit. It is escalated to it's a movie star party where you just get the famous coming to Washington. That's what it is. I mean,
and
Helen
also
Mirren
a competition.
Has no more to do with broadcast or print journalism than anybody. You
and
know
there is a competition where an organization, say Huffington
Vanity
Post,
Fair.
Buys a table and they try to get the it celebrity to
with
sit
their
at
invitations.
The table. Right,
absolutely.
Right, exactly.
It is, and then you have the president speak, and the president has prepared comedy, and it's gotten more and more elaborate as the years have gone on. And then, traditionally, you have a comedian who does a monologue. And in years past, it has been everyone from Rich Little, which was horrible.
Three Canadian hunters.
I believe, Rob, correct me if I'm wrong, Norm MacDonald.
I believe he's done it, yes.
I think one year Stephen Colbert has done it.
And you know who else? Imus. Remember when Imus totally
Don
screwed Imus it up?
Don Imus did it, and it was, and almost... almost every single person that has ever done this year it was Larry Wilmore from Comedy Central. Every single year, it's the same drill where the comedians are panned.
It's
they just don't.
A thankless
it's a no,
job.
It is the
tough gig.
And I think that is well known in comedy circles, but they do it anyway for the exposure.
Yeah, even Jimmy Kimmel, who should have killed,
right.
You're working within these constraints.
And the constraint is, and I say this only with supreme respect, and the constraint is that you are standing on stage in a room that is wall-to-wall assholes. That's what it is. That is all it is. No one cares about being a good audience. You know, pop into the improv on a Friday night. You're going to have one third of the audience that wants to laugh and have a good time and doesn't care. And really, when I go to a comedy show, I'm going to laugh because somewhere deep inside of me, maybe it's the way I was raised, I want to help the comedian out to a certain extent.
It's your job when you're there.
I like to do that.
Yeah.
There is no such burden from these narcissistic, elitist bastards that go to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And it is a room filled with, we're powerful, we're self-important, and what I cannot stand, Trump did this, I think, a year ago. The big thing is you hold your head up with your nose in the air, a la Wolf Blitzer, and you don't laugh when you are being made fun of, which to me is a supreme childish and classless move, and that doesn't get focused on. And in the case of CNN this year, what gets focused on? The comedian. The one that the guy, Larry Wilmore. Larry Wilmore, who had the balls to take on the gig.
Yeah.
Larry Wilmore, who put the effort in with his writing staff to provide a funny moment. But no, that's not happened. And now the difference is between CNN's coverage and C-SPAN's, and this is what set me off, was that I am watching Larry Wilmore perform in front of the crowd of a-holes, and underneath...
Wall-to-wall a-holes, Mike.
There is a CNN poll crawler that says, is Larry Wilmore funny now?
Oh, my God.
I said, I am... Look, it's been ramping up. Oscar broke this habit a long time ago. I'm here to tell you, I'm done. I'm going to have to find a new network to watch election coverage because CNN is officially deceased to me.
Mm-hmm.
They are so clueless. They are so delusional. They think they are something. They don't know what they are.
Yeah.
And they actually had a round table after the correspondents' dinner talking about whether the comedian was funny or not. And I don't care whether he was. I was so pissed off at this. It just was. It was. There's a no win for the comedian, and then they pound on him when they ought to be out, you know, covering news stories and let us know what they were created for, which was to do the news. That's what they were there for. And then it just it was horrible. It was really really horrible.
I feel the same way about the Weather Channel. No more weather.
Yeah, no more weather. Mm-hmm.
But lots of
example.
Specials.
Like, oh, I'd like to see what what's happening in the next couple
you'll
weeks.
Be sitting there in D.C. and God forbid there happens to be a hurricane coming up the Potomac, and you turn it on and it's like, what's on the Weather Channel tonight? Oh, it's storm stories from a 1983 hurricane. What the hell? Tell me the weather. Tell me what's happening. And CNN, tell me the news. Tell me what is happening in the news. But I think we know now. And didn't they have a game show at one point?
Oh,
didn't they put a game
and
show?
This is happening across the board. Mike, think about Animal Planet.
Yeah, it's all the networks.
The Animal Planet, there's like a Bail Bond show. It has nothing to do with animal.
Dog.
It has everything to do with the bottom line ratings, and that's it. And there is no... And,
see,
and
the dog
way,
owns the Bail Bond.
No, but he's not a real dog. That's
Dog the
problem.
Bounty Hunter.
I kept watching. I said, where is the dog? There's no dog.
Yeah. So, by the way, and not that there's anything wrong with this, but I believe Dog the Bounty Hunter wants to be a chick more than a chick wants to be a chick. I believe Dog the Bounty Hunter with
perm.
His shirt.
Yeah. It's, the,
it's
perm.
The perm. The long flowing blonde locks, the super tan, the jewelry. I think he wants
then
to
we'd
be
put
one.
Him on a new network called Sexy Animal Planet.
Sexy Animal Planet would be very exciting.
So do you want to go back to like the C-SPAN days where it really was like a surveillance camera and you just get to watch the event?
What I want, and it's never going to happen. What I want, I'm not going to get.
All right.
I would like some major network to be a true news network.
Ah,
and it doesn't exist.
Like counter program.
There is nowhere to get it anymore. You can't get it. There are many times when there is a breaking news story where you won't get it unless you live in the city it's happening in.
Yeah.
Or you know, because they will be running, you know, you'll click on Fox and they've got some bloviating bastard talking about how bad Democrats are. And then you'll turn on CNN and Anthony Bourdain is, you know, eating some Thai noodles. Yeah. And then, you know, and
he's playing
you just
ping pong
can't get
and
it
ding
anymore.
Dang.
you can't get it anyway. So this went, but what killed me is they have the little short guy that subs for Anderson Cooper. I don't even know what his name is. I think his last name is Berman, but I'm not sure. And he's in this round table with a couple of talking heads, and they're going, I didn't think Larry Wilmore was funny. Well, I got news for you. I didn't think Larry Wilmore was funny either. But the fact is, Larry Wilmore had the balls to get up there and at least throw things at the wall and see what stuck. You know, and he was a little edgy, but it's ridiculous. And it now
and it's not the story. Past, yes. It's not the story. The story is that, I mean, if you really want to take it in broad strokes, that this is the correspondence dinner. The story is that it's evolved into this. The story is that it's Obama's last correspondence dinner. You don't want to focus on the fact whether or not you like the material. Focus on what the story is. And there was a certain I think
Carla's going to get mad at me right now. But also as far as the Obama thing, you know,
Obama,
you know, I'm not going to miss the two. Cool for School Act.
Oh,
to be honest with you,
he was great.
You know, I've gotten to a point.
I mean, he
now
killed,
where it's just like,
but
he did kill.
How about
kill,
I want a boring president now?
Yeah, I'd like a boring president.
I want a snooze fest.
You're gonna
I'd like
get your
guy
wish.
To bust his ass to not be cool and to actually really, you know, try. I want all of them. I put them all in the same.
I
want to
not know what he's thinking.
Right, exactly.
You know leave, some, leave some mystery?
Yes.
Please, okay.
Yes. No, it's just the whole thing. I've talked about this before. You know, it's the power elite in politics and the power elite in the media. Nobody in the media holds these people to the fire or accountable anymore. Mm-hmm. They don't. So it's not really a fact that they have to mend fences. They don't. They're all about the culture of celebrity. Nobody does anything. Nobody's doing their jobs anymore. Nobody's governing. And so we have all these people, Republican, Democrat, Independent, Bernie Sanders was there. They all sit under the same umbrella, and nothing gets done. And like, aren't we great because we have achieved this level of power? It's a bullshit fest.
Like,
excuse me for all the.
I had the long commute from my new roommates, temporary roommates, home.
We got to talk. By the way, tomorrow feature Oscar's new living situation tomorrow on the show.
And I got to listen to Warren Buffett and Bill Gates and just coming into to work today, and. One of the panelists said, and I don't remember who, they said that politicians run the economy like they're heirs to a fortune and they can't wait to spend the money.
Yeah.
And
well,
I said,
it might be true. It
and I said, and he goes, yes, instead of buying yachts or large homes in multiple, on different continents, they spend the money that they didn't work hard for on programs that are going to buy them votes.
Almost yeah, as and, if and they got to do it while they have the chance.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, it's something that I get so frustrated when I see all of them in an atmosphere of self-congratulation that is that I find distasteful.
And you have Don Dick for all of us.
Yeah. And by the way, Larry Wilmore, you know, I don't like the show that he does, and to be honest, but I think he's a very smart guy. And once again, I go back to anybody who's taken that gig, balls of steel.
Yes.
Stand out in Cojones. Front and have everybody not laugh at them, and the whole thing is a suck fest.
And
the
audience, from the clips I saw, reminded me of going to a show and everybody's at the bar talking and not paying attention to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly. So, because they're rude and they're entitled.
Like a big
they're
old show. Like a
you know why, show. Oscar? And you know why nobody's paying attention? Because it's all about them.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about them. They pay attention to the president because you're supposed to.
Yes.
But after that, everybody's fair game. So it sucked, and screw you. Go away. I don't want to see you for another year, and I'll call you a-holes another year.
52 weeks, Mike. 52 weeks, and then we get to do it again.
I'll be back. Speaking of great journalism, that's coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show when I deliver to you news you may not need. That's right. Yeah. Because, in my opinion, you need to know more about the death of Prince. Oh. We'll take a break, right, and be back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's time to download the TMOS app. It's the easiest way to have access to all your favorite shows and characters on More Broadcasting, like Oscar Santana.
We don't need no stinking podcast. Oh, no.
Rob Spiewak.
No, God, Brian's name, Ruben.
The man himself, Mike O'Mara.
We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately.
I didn't get a harump out of that guy.
How about Todd Moore?
Little bastard shot me in the ass.
Tony Perkins.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
And let's not forget Gary Stein.
It is my privilege to extend to you a laurel and hearty handshake.
So why haven't you downloaded the TMOS app yet? You do it for Randolph Scott.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Blue Apron. Mm. I love Blue Apron. You know, not all ingredients are created equal. Fresh, high-quality ingredients taste better, and they are better for you. That's why you have to try Blue Apron. Blue Apron knows that when you cook with incredible ingredients, you make incredible meals. That's why Blue Apron sets the highest quality standards for their community of artisanal suppliers, family-run farms, fisheries, and ranchers. Whether it's Japanese ramen noodles, wild-caught Alaskan salmon, or heirloom tomatoes, yummy, yummy. Blue Apron always brings you the best for less than $10 a meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients that make amazing, delicious home-cooked meals. How about spring chicken fettuccine with asparagus, curly kale and fresh rosemary, or Swiss cheese and caramelized onion patty melts with asparagus, radish, and butter lettuce salad. Oh, my God. It's so good, and it's so unique, and you really learn about food. When it comes to variety, flexibility, and ease, you cannot beat Blue Apron. Check out this week's menu and get two meals absolutely free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook.
News.
It's been a week and a half since Prince died, and even though there still isn't a cause of death, that's taken long enough.
It has.
There were a few developments over the weekend. For starters, Prince's personal chef says he noticed he was drinking less water, eating less, and looked like he was losing weight. Quote, he wasn't himself probably the last month or two. I think he was just struggling with being sick a lot. He said Prince was dealing with a sore throat and stomach pains, which isn't a surprise since we've heard he had the flu.
Yeah.
But then again, it sounds like he was struggling with it for a while, so maybe it was something more serious. Other reports claim Prince was getting outpatient treatment from a doctor for his chronic hip pain. Supposedly, he was trying to get off the meds he was using, so that might mean he was worried about becoming addicted to something. Also, a bank cracked open Prince's secret personal vault, the one that supposedly has all his recordings. It's the bank that had recently been appointed the trustee of his estate, and since no one had the combination, they needed to break in so they could protect his assets. It's unclear what they found. This is kind of fascinating
to me. It is.
I think a lot of people are curious as to how much music is there and what it's going to be.
You know, the interns could have gotten into that vault in 45 minutes.
Absolutely.
All they needed is some clues.
Faster than Geraldo.
Amy Schumer almost gave up taking pictures with fans because of one pushy guy in Greenville, South Carolina. Amy posted a picture of the man on Instagram and explained what happened. She said, quote, "This guy in front of his family just ran up next to me, scared the crap out of me, put a camera in my face. I asked him to stop, and he said, 'No, it's America, and we paid for you.'"
We'll see, that's an A-hole. The internet, Steve Mermelstein.
Mermelstein shouldn't have done that.
Steve.
She said this was in front of his daughter. I was saying stop and no. Great message to your kid. I'm on Amy's side with this. I mean,
yeah.
there are plenty of ways you can approach somebody.
We pay for you.
Yeah, and you know, most people, if you're polite about it, are okay with it. Yeah, but you can't be that way.
Then she said, quote, "I will not take pictures with people anymore, and it's because of this dude in Greenville." She dialed it back after getting support from her fans. Quote, "Thanks for the kind words. I'll still take pictures with nice people when I choose to if it's a good time for that, but I don't owe you anything." Okay, that's the one where you don't need to say that. You don't. You do.
Keep
you
it
do.
In your pants.
You
Amy
do.
Schumer's pants.
Mm-hmm. You owe your living.
Yeah.
To them.
Yes.
I mean, now that's not to say the fan says we paid for you. That's not right either.
Right.
But you also have to understand that that's part of the equation. It is.
It is.
Just making your art. Your art is predicated on the public's acceptance. Deal with it. That's the fact.
That's why we're still talking. Are you still planning GMOS.
To go? Are you still planning to go see her?
You know what? Cappy Pfeiffer gave me an early birthday present.
Oh, how
Carl
cool.
And I are going to Germain Arena to see Amy Schumer, and I'm
nice.
Extremely excited.
Don't ask
about
for
that.
A picture.
I truly am.
No, that's,
no
God's
I will
sake.
Not do that. Yeah, I'll, you know, maybe I will just to be.
You should.
Do what you love for a living, and you'll never work a day in your life. That's probably what Woody Harrelson was thinking.
Mike,
when he
please
applied.
Read that in a DJ voice.
Do what you love for a living, and you'll never work a day in your life.
Charlie Warren.
Oh, you want Charlie Warren?
Yeah.
I'll do it in different voices.
Excellent.
You know? Do what you love for a living, and you'll never work a day in your life. Ken Beatrice. Do what you love for a living, and you'll never work another day in your life.
Scott Shannon.
We're on the same page.
Yes, we were.
Do what you do for a living, and you'll never work another day in your life. Thank you. Well, that's probably what Woody Harrelson was thinking when he applied to open a medical marijuana dispensary in Hawaii.
Oh, boy.
Come on, Woody.
Woody.
The password is psychological addiction.
Yep.
He was one of more than 60 people who applied. Only 8 of them were approved on Friday, and he wasn't one of them. There's no word on why he was denied. Woody has been all about the weed for years. He's even on the advisory board of Normal, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. So he didn't get the license to open a dispensary.
Can you imagine Woody's Maui Wowie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I bet he gets the good stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. Hydroponics.
Maybe that's the stuff I'll find my way to on my 70th birthday if I make it that long. I really, as I said, that's when I start smoking pot.
Michael,
I'm 70.
Get my peace pipe.
Yeah, look on top of the fridge. And by the way, since you mentioned it, happy 70th birthday to my Uncle George, who's always
Uncle
been a favorite
George!
Of mine.
So, George!
Happy birthday, Georgie boy.
Happy birthday.
Oh, that's fantastic. Uncle George, don't forget to make that deposit in the building alone. anyway, I don't know why I turned him into Uncle Billy. I'm terribly sorry.
Because it's George Bailey. It's you. Yeah. You combine two characters. It's
exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, hello, Mr. Potter. When the first trailer for the new Ghostbusters movie hit the web 2 months ago, it was met with immediate dislike. Sure, some of that is probably people who just can't stand to see women in the lead roles. But the truth is, it's a bad. That wasn't me being misogynistic.
No, but it set it off anyway. It's very, very sensitive.
Well, the truth is, it's a bad trailer. And if it's an accurate representation of what the movie's going to be like, we shouldn't expect much. I'm not at all. Are you at all surprised?
No, not at all.
Not one bit. Whatever the case, it's now the most hated movie trailer in YouTube history.
That's terrific.
With more than 604,000 dislikes as of last night. It's the only movie trailer on the list of the 100 most disliked YouTube videos. Even the trailer for the new Adam Sandler movie, The Ridiculous Six, has only about 5,800 dislikes. And it's hard to believe Ghostbusters will be worse than that piece. At 609,000, Ghostbusters currently stands at number 18 between two music videos, Katy Perry's Dark Horse and Justin Bieber's One Time.
But you see, I think that it's not fair to make the comparison to the Ghostbusters and the Sandler because no one is going to seek out an Adam Sandler trailer. There was such excitement leading up to the Ghostbusters that a lot of people watched it. then it sucked, then they hit dislike.
So it would weigh more because of the views.
Yeah, exactly. Percentage-wise.
Well, for the record, the most hated video on YouTube is Justin's baby with almost 6 million.
I love that video.
I know you do, Rob. I know. You tell us all the time. 38-year-old Megan Foy is a writer who's never had kids, and she has a new book called Meternity that pushes for everyone to get a few months off from maternity leave. Even if they've never had kids.
Wow.
Because it's only fair. The only reason I put this in here is so I could tell Megan, bite me.
Nice.
Thank you very much.
Meternity.
I'm still up in there about guys getting maternity leave.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's because you're a taskmaster.
It should be paw-ternity leave.
You're not carrying that human being inside your body.
That's right.
Or in my case, hip-ternity leave. And now a little something-something. 24-year-old Clarissa Gagum, that's her name, of Wilmington, North Carolina, was at a restaurant called Foo Wang's on Thursday. She ordered...
Italian place?
I don't
place?
Make it up. She ordered regular chicken wings, bones and all, but they served her boneless wings instead, and she got upset.
Daggers.
She got into an argument with the staff and wound up, oh dear, pulling a gun.
I am a gay American.
Oh, no, that's
that
the
is
one.
Not okay.
I'm sorry, that's the one. Thank
there you.
You
go.
Press the right button, ass. She started waving the gun around, smashed it into the glass tip jar. That's how you know a joint's a classy joint, when
there's
a glass tip jar.
Yeah.
And she cut her hand. She was arrested for 2 counts of assault by pointing a gun and injury to personal property. The owner of Foo Wings, not Foo Wang.
Oh, okay, now it makes sense.
Foo Wings says they've... It would be better with Foo Wang.
I agree.
Hey, Wang.
Foo Wings. hey, Wang. He says they've only been open for 5 months, and he never thought something this extreme would happen over a minor mistake in an order. Just remember, you can't have Foo Wings without F-U.
Yeah. Nice.
We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Bara Show, everybody.
Sometimes you gotta bleed to know.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm Gary Stein.
This week's episode of the show is our live stage show at the DC Improv, sold out, and boy, did hilarity ensue.
Hilarity and hijinks.
It was great. Gary told an embarrassing story about a time that I passed out, and we gave out some great prizes and had a lot of laughs with some special guests.
Absolutely.
Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
I'm not going to say buy a T-shirt.
Okay.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Man, I can't believe they told that story about Tony Perkins passing out. I didn't think they'd go to that whole time in his life when he had the horrible heroin addiction.
That age, back to Mike.
Cold turkey, Mike.
Welcome back to the Michael Perkins Show. Are you ready to upgrade your lifestyle and leave boring behind, all while getting the best prices on the web? TouchOfModern.com has all the latest trends across fashion, tech, and decor. The best prices anywhere. I love me looking at the watches. I can do that all day long. TouchOfModern.com. Go there right now. Touch of Modern will connect you directly with top designers with timeless and truly unique products. Touch of Modern is always changing. Each item on the site is hand-selected to grab your attention and all at incredible prices. They scour the globe for unique design-focused products to elevate your style. They've got tech gadgets. They've got iPhone cases. They've got accessories. They've got new and vintage watches, sexy home decor. They've got men's fashions and accessories. They're all designed to get you noticed, and it's cutting-edge design. You'll love this
good
website.
Stuff.
Touch of Modern has it all, and loads of sales literally launching every day. Literally. Right now, our listeners can get immediate access to these deals when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today, because tomorrow it'll be different. That is how life rolls in the fast lane, ladies and gentlemen. Let's open up the audio vault for Monday, May 2nd. It's
already
May. Hard to believe. And I know you're enjoying your May weather up there.
Mike, it is so
DC.
Beautiful. It's my head feels like it's going to split open and slugs are going to fall out. It's horrible up here.
And they said this morning, they said the weather outside is probably going to be the weather you see the rest of the week.
Oh, except it's getting colder.
Yes.
Yeah, it will get colder before the end of the week. Yeah.
Well, no, but it is May, so you can count on the fact that one morning you will wake up, it will be 93, and
yes,
it will be 93 for the rest of the year.
That's right.
So,
and
good luck
and
to
humid.
And yep, humid.
Amen, baby.
I would say next to maybe the Alphabet song, which is the same melody as Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, mm-hmm, maybe the easiest song in the world to sing would be Take Me Out to the Ball Game. You agree?
Absolutely.
It's an
sure
easy song. Oh, everyone
yeah
knows it. And then there's rapper Warren G., who has his own
oh
take on it.
He's, regulators.
Yeah, he
mount
was
up.
He was at the... he was at Wrigley on Friday. And, you know, I think it's during the seventh inning stretch when you
yeah
sing.
Yeah, there have been people that have butchered it. Mike Ditka is one of the most famous because he just raced through it and he wasn't on the right tempo.
This is a different one. And, Mike, you'll like this because the organist, the Wrigley Field organist, is trying to sort of follow Warren G's lead.
Right.
This is a different take that I think I've ever heard. So with, you know, as a tribute to Harry Carey, let's hear Warren G singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Cubby fans, mount up. Oh, one, two, three. Take me to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Is he hanging out with Adrian
me
before this?
Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never come back. Let me root for the Cubs.
You got that part right.
If
that's most
they
important
don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the whole
That is still...
Are they booing him?
I think they're just enthusiastically saying, Warren!
Smacking
no,
a booze.
No, not at Wrigley. No. Wrigley, that is unquestionable. And I'm a Fenway guy. I mean,
have you
God, I'm
seen
a
game
Red
there?
Sox fan.
I don't know.
I have been to one game at Wrigley.
Wow.
It was the finest baseball experience I've ever had. It is not a baseball game. It is a block party.
Seriously?
It truly is. And if you're there on a weekend day, forget it. It's fantastic. I swear to God.
Do you have any opinions on the fans of Day Baseball?
Day Baseball. Play that tomorrow.
Okay.
Play that. Or maybe we can play the unedited
Let's
version.
Let's do it
on the
bonus this week so we can really hear it.
Okay, Rob's talking about the Lee Elia old tape of the Chicago Cubs manager raving out on the fans. It's one of the funniest
things. Oh, Mike,
things
thank you for giving me
had
a show open. That's fantastic. Yep. Something to
Absolutely
look forward on the bonus show.
That'll be great.
Mike, I shared this on my page this weekend, and I was tickled when you gave it an LOL and a like.
Yes.
Hi to Kaz up at the crab stand.
Folks, it's Kaz in here at the crab stand. It's freaking Friday out here at the crab stand. Home of the guaranteed Maryland crab. That's all we sell, folks, are Maryland crabs. Guaranteed number one local Maryland crabs. Absolutely heavy. Absolutely full. Absolutely mustard packed. From the boat to your throat. That's how we roll out here at the crab stand. Woo! All right, folks, look, I don't know if you heard the good news. I don't know if you heard the good news. But on Tuesday, we were featured on the Mike O'Mara Show once again. Folks,
listen,
we can't say enough about those guys out there. Look, I love listening to radio shows. And when I listen to a radio show, that's what I listen to. Folks, if you're listening to anything else, you're listening to junk. These guys are awesome. They're funny. They got the facts. Look, if you're looking to start your day with a smile on your face, you want a couple giggles, you want your stomach muscles to hurt from laughing so hard, you got to go over and see my friend on the Mike O'Mara Show. Everybody, have a great day. Look, I'm so excited we got this truck on the road. Eric came down last
night.
All
right, that's
night.
Fine. Late, all right, so late. That's the good part. That's
very energetic.
This guy, I watched this video. This is one take.
One
where
take?
He goes in after he does the shtick on our show, which, by the way, is the most enthusiastic copy
it
promoting
Prime
the
time
show I've ever heard. Never written by anybody that I've worked with.
No.
I swear to God. Never even created. And then he goes on to give this incredible
5 minutes
spiel. 5 minutes talking about
his
seafood. One take.
We got a truck on the road. We're so excited to have a truck on the road. From the boat to your throat.
From the boat to your throat.
All right.
Yeah. I love
them. Also, you remember in April they recorded the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction. Mike, there was one moment I wanted to play for you because they still sound pretty good. Deep Purple got inducted, and they played this. They played your song. And they're all 92 years old.
Everybody is now.
I know.
I watched a little of it over the weekend, and I swear to God, I feel so old. I watched Deep Purple. You watched Chicago?
Yes.
I mean, it was just like, and what's funny, here's what I love about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction, especially when they induct a band. Doesn't it always seem there's one guy in the band that's the loose cannon?
Yes.
And he's usually the guy that hasn't been with the band. Chicago had that guy that hadn't played with him, the drummer,
right,
for 25 years.
And he's just all bitter.
He's so bitter. And they're trying to get him off. It's like, I'm looking forward. And he starts getting emotional. He's just totally out of control.
It's great.
And, gee, I wonder why they kicked him out of the band. And so it was just like, it's fascinating. But I mean, I told Carla yesterday, I said, if you want me to feel like an old man, let me watch that induction ceremony.
It really does.
I mean, they're super old.
They
now.
Are.
And you know, it's crazy.
And there's only four handicapped spaces, so you got to get there early.
But they can still rock.
They do. I mean, the band sounds good. And we closed today not with a late night joke. I liked what Kid Rock said to the kids that were watching the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction.
As long as we're keeping it real, I'd just like to really quickly address the issue of drugs in America. If you do drugs, kids, there's a good chance you're going to ruin your life. But there's also a pretty good chance you'll end up in a band and be rich and bang hot chicks and write great songs.
So it's a coin flip. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Oh, my God. Oh, Kid Rock influencing our children. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Vistaprint. Vistaprint, the best no matter what you need for home or office. Right now, you can get 500 business cards for just $9.99. When you enter promo code TMOS at checkout, 500 cards for under 10 bucks. Vistaprint cards make it easy and affordable to make a great first impression, and that means your clients will remember you. And isn't that the purpose of a business card? Am I right, ladies? Totally customizable. You can upgrade the card stock, add a fancy finish, even raise print. Every one of us has designed a card at Vistaprint, and guess what? They're easy to make, and they are 100% user-friendly, and they always look sensational. The best customer service, great quality, and your satisfaction absolutely guaranteed. Remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That is a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, TMOS, go to Vistaprint.com and order yours today. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying, see you next time, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Good day.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.